And I'm back. So the one thing you got to remember, and this is something that no one's talked about yet with Prop 19, is it mentions nothing that you can't patent, not patent, trademark a strain name. Now, what that basically means is that Joe Blow Grower or Big Ass Motherfucking Company, A to Z, or Z as we say in Canada here, if one of those companies can go to the trademark office of America, and guess what? They can trademark the name Purple Urkel, White Widow, AK-47, Purple Kush, the word Kush. Somebody can trademark all of that. You know what that means? That means one guy and one guy only is going to be allowed to make Purple Kush. Or call it that, at least. They can't patent the kind of flower it is, but they can trademark the name. And that is something that people aren't keeping in mind here. I don't want people to start trademarking my strain names, man. Or other strain names I really like White Widow is one of my favorite ones I love to smoke. Or Vaporize. And people are not keeping these dangers in mind. They're not. And there's a huge danger of companies going or individuals going to do this. So, I mean, keep that in mind, guys. Prop 19 has a lot of holes in it. It is poorly written. And quite frankly, see, people should have noticed this earlier. But it, of course, most people, you know, they just start going, oh man, it's a month or two before vote to toke, man. But they don't think about it before then. And you got to keep in mind that if something's poorly written, you still have time to rewrite certain things. But that is yet to be seen. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not a doubter, but it's a thought that crosses my head. I'm not telling you to vote yes or no on Prop 19. That is your own goddamn choice. We don't tell people what to think. Or, well, technically we do. It's called marketing. That's called telling you what to think. I'm not going to tell you what to vote. But I do, what I will say is, I love smoking pot. And I want to continue smoking pot, and I would like to be able to smoke pot without having to worry about going to jail. This is a common goal that all of us share who enjoy cannabis, who are cannabis connoisseurs. But keep in mind, we are all on the same side here. But also keep in mind that behind every law is something evil. I don't know a single goddamn law that's actually brought good, you know, that I've seen introduced in the last 10, 20 years. Keep that in mind. Everyone's got an agenda, guys. I know you can say you're being negative, man. You're being cynical and shit. I'm not being cynical. I'm just the kind of person who's been fucked over a lot in life by various things. Colleges, governments, student loans. I've been fucked over by all those things, you know. And I do understand one thing, is that whenever it comes to the government and money, things get very dangerous very fast. And that's all I'm saying. So, I mean, you can vote to toke. It's your choice. You can vote against it because you want to see it revitalized. But with that, keep in mind, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Keep in mind that what if it doesn't get retabled? You know what I mean? All that shit for nothing, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Everyone can decide on their own what they want, what they want to choose. But just keep one thing in mind. Always look at the bigger picture. Don't just look at, you know, little shit and whatnot. Always look everything at the bigger picture. Don't think about getting high now. Think about getting high 5 years from now. A year from now. If this law passes. Just keep that in mind and don't think everything's going to be hunky-dory, because it ain't. It's a fucking law. It ain't going to be hunky-dory. Anyhow, I'm not going to make a part 3 for this. Anyhow, until next time, toodles.